Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Beginning 1 Samuel, let's remember where we are, coming to the end of the times of the judges. The 40-year period of Philistine oppression had continued after Samson's erratic judgeship and untimely death. Not only politicians like Abimelech were corrupt, but many religious leaders as well. Man-made solutions only spawned bigger societal problems. The worship of God had largely been abandoned for attempts to manipulate the forces of nature to one's personal advantage. This is the heart of all idolatry, making self the God who is worshipped. It never worked, and it never will. Yet in spite of this, the Lord would not give up on his people. In a little less than a century, Israel would move from anarchy to monarchy, from the days when, quote, there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes, Judges 21:25, to the anointing of, quote, a man after his own heart, to be God's king, 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. Of course, there are many twists and turns before that day arrives, but it may be appropriate now to ask, why should anyone want to read an ancient book about the making of kings? I can think of three reasons. First, in the overlap of Saul and David's rule, we have many practical illustrations of our own daily call to undivided loyalty. William MacDonald writes, quote, since there are only two kingdoms, this means, of necessity, that there are only two rulers, Satan and Christ, end quote. Thus, we constantly discover, quote, no one can serve two masters, Matthew 6, verse 24. Second, we are training for reigning, and can find excellent lessons for us to apply in that process. And third, David's line, with all its failures, will unerringly lead us to the feet of the one who has, quote, on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, verse 16.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.